Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every single day. That's what we do. Glad you're here and being a part of it. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, eat more chicken in Grand Rapids. As the fastest growing food chain, Chick-fil-A opens another location on the west side. Number two, the Michigan Farmers Union says it's here to defend the small family farm and protect them from monopolies. And number one, more new maps for you to consider as the Michigan redistricting panel puts maps forward to the hearing stage now. I don't know how anyone's ever going to accept any of it. There will be complaints no matter what happens. I can assure you. There will be complaints no matter what happens. But the commission putting out something that would be much more fair to Democrats. That's the whole deal. Michigan's redistricting panel Monday voted to advance multiple draft congressional and legislative maps to public hearings, gave commissioners more time to submit their own plans as well, because they can do that. The proposals were put together by the four Democrats, four Republicans, and the five members who claim they're independent, which we've already figured out they are not. In fact, Bernie supporters and others in the so-called independent column. These maps much more fair to Democrats than heavily gerrymandered lines created by the Republican-controlled legislature. This is how this article is written in STL Today. They also could provide more opportunities to elect minority candidates, though there's concern that unpacking Democrat voters too much may actually result in fewer black lawmakers being elected. Anyhow, the public will weigh in on these plans. Collaborative drafts will begin October 20th through the 26th in Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Gaylord, and Flint. They plan to vote by November 5th on proposed maps, and following a 45-day comment period, adopt final maps at the end of the year, 2 months behind the required schedule in violation of the law. But listen to this. We're going to be making changes to these maps, said M.C. Rothorn, a Democrat commissioner. Using a composite of 13 statewide races between 2012 and 2020, the efficiency gap, a formula used to measure partisan fairness, would range between 3% and 6.2% pro-Republican in three state Senate plans, between 5.7% and 7.4% pro-Republican in three House drafts, above double digits under the 2011 maps. So closer to zero is better, so that looks pretty good. While Michigan voted Democrat in 18 and 20 for governor and president, we're told, Republicans hold a 22 to 16 and a 58-52 legislative majority in the Senate and House. Under the drafts, the Senate could be split 19-19 or 20-18 in favor of Democrats. The House could be split 55-55 or 56-54 in favor of Democrats. You see, this is all with the Democrats in mind. This whole idea that it's voters, not politicians, was crap from the beginning. It's crap now. It's claiming to be independent while giving Democrats the advantage that it will also give the Democrats a 7-6 split in Congress. If it is competitive at the top of the ticket, based on the composite score, according to four draft congressional maps, each would upend the turf of many incumbents. They'd face off in primaries or just quit. There is a flashpoint of compliance with the Voting Rights Act. We'll see how that plays out. At any rate, we'll see how this all plays. But me looking at the map, I only see three Republican districts that I could say those are Republican districts. The rest, up for grabs or Democrat out of 13. There's no question how this was approached, what was intended, and what the outcome is. And the outcome is an advantage, a major advantage for Democrats. But having said all that, the question remains, is it constitutional? And I've heard rumblings, many of them, that there will be pushback by states, by people here in this state, in Michigan, to change the way this is done. to rescind, regardless of the fact that it was passed by referendum, doesn't matter, that it does not fit the Constitution of the United States. So we'll see how this, we'll see how that part of it plays out. There will be challenges coming. There will be challenges coming to this, as they say, because the power to establish elections and choosing, C-H-U-S-E, choosing electors and choosing senators and choosing representatives, that power is given to the state legislature. And just because the people voted to take it away from the state legislature doesn't mean it's legal. And just because there's an amendment to the Michigan Constitution doesn't mean it's legal to upend the United States Constitution. So keep that in mind. Don't get yourself too wound up. Here's a press release. The Michigan Farmers Union announced a campaign to fight monopolies. Michigan Farmers Union, the voice for family farms, they claim in the Great Lakes State, announcing the launch of the Fairness for Farmers campaign. This campaign seeks to rally Americans to urge their congressional leaders and the Biden administration to take concrete steps to curtail corporate consolidation of our food system, which impacts farmers, ranchers, agricultural communities, and everyone that buys food. How about this? How about you block the imports first? That should be priority one. Slow down the imports. Start buying American, because small family farms oftentimes can't compete with what's being imported into this country. You know that, and so do I. Here's a strange story from Ferndale. David Jones, he's 57. Facing criminal charges, including attempted murder, after trying to hit deputies, we're told, with a vehicle driven by the pastor whilst he was drunk, apparently, allegedly. Never saw anything out of the ordinary. I would walk my dog down there all the time, one woman said, chose not to be identified. Jones, the longtime pastor of Hilton Oaks Baptist Church, Ferndale. His latest round of problems, 1 in the morning Wednesday, October 6th. Deputies got a call about Jones doing some suspicious activity at a convenience store. When deputies went to the scene, Jones did not want to cooperate, decided to drive his car across a busy street, ramming it straight into the business. Yeah, and then rammed the officer's vehicle. Yeah, that's not going to play well. Apparently, the devil got the best of him there. And Chick-fil-A, here's some good news for you, West Side. The fourth Chick-fil-A coming to the West Side in Standale, opening Thursday of this week, October 14th, regular hours. There you go, Chick-fil-A, hiring 200 more people. Fastest growing. It's my kid. It's the family favorite here. I'm not going to kid you. Chick-fil-A number one for fast food. If that's where you're going, that's where we're going. That's the deal. All right, coming up on the program, where is my rundown? We got a lot going on here today. It's been a very busy day, a crazy day. Let's see. Coming up next, we've got the Republican candidate to be Michigan's next Secretary of State. Meet her right after this break. Don't go anywhere. Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
Recently,